It was a beautiful Friday morning as the sun rose up and shone its bright light upon the palm trees. All of a sudden, people standing by the Kaaba heard a woman crying out as she struggled towards them. Her name was Fatima bint Asad. She was crying out in pain as her unborn child was almost ready to enter the world. As she reached the Kaaba, she leaned against its walls and whispered, "O Allah, the one who ordered Prophet Ibrahim to build a Kaaba, I turn to you for help. Please make the birth of this child easy for me." All of a sudden, there was a thunderous noise as the back wall of the Kaaba cracked open, making way for Fatima bint Asad to walk inside. As soon as she entered, the walls of the Kaaba quickly closed behind her. The key holders of the Kaaba all watched in awe as the scene took place. One of the gatekeepers ran to the front and tried to unlock the Kaaba. But no matter how hard he tried, the doors would not open. They all realized that something very unusual was happening. A miracle was taking place right in front of them. The news of Fatima quickly traveled all over the city of Mecca, as women in their homes and men in the streets whispered about what had happened. You see, Fatima still hadn't come out of the Kaaba. They all wondered, how did this event happen? Why did the Kaaba doors open for her and her baby? How will she survive without food and water? 3 days passed and eventually Fatima bint Asad came out of the Kaaba, holding a beautiful newborn baby in her arms. Everyone began gathering around her and asked her questions all at once. One man asked, "Why did you enter the Kaaba to give birth?" She responded, "Allah has chosen me and called me into his home, so that my child may be born in the Kaaba." One woman asked, "What did you eat for 3 whole days? She answered with a smile, "Allah sent me delicious foods and drinks from the heavens for these 3 days. This reply only made them more curious. They began to wonder, "Who is this baby? Why would Allah send his mother food from the heavens? How did the walls open up just for her?" Then a man emerged from the crowd and asked, "Does this newborn have a name?" Fatima bint Asad replied, "Yes, his name is Ali." This was the name given to him by Allah. "While I was in the Kaaba, an angel came from the heavens and said to me, 'O Fatima, name this child Ali.' One of Allah's name is Al-Ali, Al-Ala, the highest of the high. And this child has been given some of Allah's greatness and power." Another man asked, "Why is this child different from others? Why has he come into the world in this special way? And why did Allah choose his name?" Fatima bint Asad, who was a believer in Allah, answered, "This child is special because he will be the first one to say the Adhan on the rooftop of the Kaaba. He will get rid of the idols and invite people towards Allah. The people of Mecca used to worship idols." So they were not happy with what Fatima said. Many of them began shaking their heads as they walked away. When Fatima arrived home, she was greeted happily by her husband. He had gone back and forth tirelessly to the Kaaba, worried about his wife and son, but knew that Allah was taking care of them. His worries disappeared as he joyfully took his baby boy into his arms. Abu Talib thanked Allah and began asking his wife about what happened. After listening to his wife's story, he felt honored to have such a special child. As the day turned into night, Abu Talib and his wife Fatima journeyed to the desert of Atta to thank and pray to Allah for their beautiful baby. Abu Talib walked and walked until he reached a place where no one could see them. He held his son in his arms and cried out, "O Allah, the greatest! You created the darkness of the night and brightness of the moon. Tell me, what is the wisdom behind this child's name?" Suddenly, the clouds emerged and the wind started blowing ferociously. Abu Talib lightly clutched his son as they were suddenly surrounded by a great storm. Then, just as it came out of nowhere, the storm stopped suddenly. And Abu Talib headed back home with his wife and son, puzzled by what had just happened. When he reached home, he found baby Ali holding a divine note in his hands. "We have blessed you with a pure and great child. His name is Ali, means the high. The name has been chosen for him because he has a high position in the eyes of Allah." Tears filled Abu Talib's eyes as he fell into sajda and thanked Allah for this great blessing. As the sun rose up the following morning and people gathered around the Kaaba, they couldn't help but notice how the crack in the Kaaba seemed to be smiling.